T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, another 98PXY update from the 13 Wham News Pirate Toy Fund Toy Drive.
It is day 5 of the Pirate Toy Fund Toy Drive. It's Corey James Breezy, and the executive director of the Pirate Toy Fund joins us now, Otto Harnisfeger. Welcome, Otto. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you. So you guys are hanging out today, Exceed Financial in Pittsburgh. We talked with Michael Schwartz from 13 Wham News about an hour or so ago, and he let us know that things are starting to pick up speed there. Had some people swinging on by, dropping off toys for the Pirate Toy Fund to throw out in the giant mobile toy box. It's worth, by the way, going out there just to see that thing. It's crazy.
I'm telling you, Rock Environmental, Kevin Perry and his organization donated that. They're going to keep that for us for every year to do this.
Fantastic.
It's amazing. Cool. It's huge. It's sealed up. It protects the toys and allows us to go anywhere to collect.
Well, yeah.
I heard Michael Schwartz was getting a little crazy on top of it yesterday.
He did. I mean, I thought he was going to like put a slide on it and come off it, but I was trying to hold him hostage to get a donation from him.
Sure,
but
yeah.
He started screaming, so he had to put the ladder up.
I love it. So we got the update from Michael. We talked to him last hour. A little over 6,000 toys collected so far.
We have. And yesterday was the best day of the drive so far at Aquinas. But we're way behind, guys. And
yeah.
I understand. COVID's taking its toll. You know, organizations aren't being able to do what they wanted to do. And people aren't coming out. So that's why we created the PTFToyStore.com. You guys can go right on there. Click on any amount. We'll take anything. Every penny will be used to buy toys.
Absolutely. And again, for those who maybe haven't been listening this week or maybe just kind of know about the Pirate Toy Fund, Otto, again, explain what it is you guys do. And there's a lot to it, certainly.
There is. This year is finishing up our 25th anniversary. It was founded by Gary the Happy Pirate and Lori and Dave Simonetti after their little girl, Christy, passed away. Last year, we gave out over 34,000 toys to 70 different agencies.
That's awesome.
And yeah, we run all year round. It's not just Christmas time. We supply to Galisano's Hospital. We supply to Rochester General Hospital, Red Cross. We do Toys on Patrol, where an officer has a toy. If they go to a domestic and there's a child in the middle of it, we try to make the child feel like it's not the end of the world and give them a toy.
Yeah, and over the course of those 25 years, 250,000 toys have been collected and given out to children in our area, which obviously touches just countless families in our community.
And Corey, I think I told you before, when I first started 16 years ago with the Toy Fund, I started out as Santa Claus.
Yes.
I didn't need a pillow back then. I was all natural, just for the record.
There you go.
But to walk into a hospital room and see the sickest child there, and you give them a toy, for that one moment, you take their pain away. And that's what sold me on this organization, that power of that toy.
Absolutely. And as you said, Otto, this year certainly has been harder. I had a 12,000 toy deficit right from the start. I mean, let's just do the numbers real quick. Had we had what normally comes through, but now can't because of COVID, because it's harder for businesses now, we'd be at over 18,000. We'd be right there in striking distance of that 20,000 toy goal.
Right.
So it is tougher, but I think it was great that you guys launched the virtual toy store. Again, if you want to check that out, ptftoystore.com. You can also text in the keyword toy to 585-222-9800. We'll hit you back and send it right to your phone. And as Otto said, every little bit helps. As little as $10, $5, whatever, pennies.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You can go to and if you go to any Mark's Pizzeria, they jumped on board. They got
awesome.
A virtual store going too. So, yeah, the community has been great. Mark's Pizzeria, those people, Jen and her father, Mark, they got the biggest hearts of people I know. So There's a lot of businesses jumping on to help us. So if you see any of your business, go to their website. I'm sure they have a link for you to donate right to us.
Yeah, and again, not too late. Big push today. You said yesterday was the best day. Let's make today the best day.
Yes.
And then, of course, Otto, wrapping things up at Strong Museum tomorrow.
We are. And then the sites are going to stay up all month. So if you don't get out this week and you can't make a donation this week and you get your holiday check next week, please donate to us.
There you go. I mean, 2020 has been such a crap sandwich of a year. Let's just call it for what it is. But with that, you know, we do a segment every single day, Otto, called Good News, where we talk about just some good news stories. And there's been also so much kindness out there. And I think people are trying extra to compensate for all the bad that there has been by doing more good. And certainly this is a very easy way to do a lot of good.
It is. And I give you guys a lot of credit for doing what's good in the world. You and Breezy, you guys let the world know it's still a great place.
Yes,
and this community, there's bad out there, but the good outweighs it so much.
Mm-hmm. Again, we've got work to do. If everyone listening right now, just to this radio station, if they donated $1, we would be well on our way to getting towards our goal. And again, all that money is going to be used to buy toys for children in our community. If you want to help, if you want to do something positive, something good, something that's going to make you feel good too, 585-222-9800. Toy. That's the keyword. Just text that. We'll send it right back to you. And then it's so simple. It takes literally like 2 seconds. You can use PayPal.
You don't even have to leave
your
house.
Yeah, absolutely. It could not be easier.
Stay in your pajamas. Do it in your pajamas.
I know I am, Otto.
There you go. So Otto, Michael Schwartz threw up on Twitter his favorite toy growing up. And I kind of wanted to go around the virtual room here. Of course, Otto wanted to exceed financial. Breezy in her closet slash office in her apartment. Of your favorite toy growing up. So for Michael, it was, it looked like a robotic dog, that black and white.
I know what you're talking about.
For me, one of the most fond memories are just all of my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures from the 90s. Otto, what about for you? Can you think of your favorite toy growing up?
So the favorite one I had was the Slinky, but I broke it within 30 seconds of it coming down the stairs. It got bent, it got this, but I'll tell you what, and you remember that, and that goes to show you the power of that toy.
Yeah.
You remember what your favorite toy was. Well, think of a child now that doesn't have much or is sick or is in need, and you give them that toy. What an impact you're going to leave for that child for the rest of his life.
100%.
Yes, without a doubt, for sure. Breeze, what about you? Favorite toy growing up?
I think my favorite toy was like an American Girl doll or like a baby.
There you go. Sure. Yeah.
Get out. I thought you would be a G.I. Joe person.
I know. It's shocking, Otto. It really is.
So think about this for a second. If you're listening, we can all think of our favorite toys growing up, right? Now think about for a second if you didn't have that memory because your parents couldn't afford it or you were in a bad situation.
Right.
Or you were sick. That's heartbreaking. No child should have to experience that. And that is what the Pirate Toy Fund does. They come through and they make sure that these kids have memories like the ones that we just shared. So please, again, everybody listening right now, helps out just a little bit. Whatever you can do, please. PTFToyStore.com if you do it virtually. Text TOY to 585-222-9800. Otto, we're getting a lot of texts coming through on the text line. I see them right now. Thank you.
Nice.
For whatever whatever it is, anything. Every little bit helps, truly. We wanted to get 20,000 toys collected. We're a little over six. Got a ways to go. But again, I believe in this community, Otto. I believe in the Pirate Toy Fund, and we're going to make this happen, all right?
I'm so excited. Like I say, even if you have a jar of change and you want to drive down here to Exceed Financial, I will take it. We will spend every penny of that on toys for the children.
Absolutely. So, Otto, always an absolute pleasure. Let's check back on Monday. And we'll reconvene on how things have gone. Before we go, one last request from you, Otto, if you may.
Uh-oh, this is going to scare me.
Well, hold on. I mean, you've been telling us how you got your start with the Pirate Toy Fund as Santa. Otto, can you give us your best Santa ho-ho-ho?
Ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho!
That is a legit ho-ho-ho right there from Otto Hartfinger.
I can't tell the difference.
It's not the same without the beard on and the belly and all that.
I mean, I put you on the spot. I put you in the spot, Otto, so
you
it's going to be good.
Did.
All right, the executive director of the Pirate Toy Fund, thank you again for everything that you do. Thank you for everything the Pirate Toy Fund does. Our community thanks you, and let's get to that goal.
Listen, the Pirate Toy Fund thanks you and Breezy for everything you do, not only just for the Toy Fund, but what you guys do for the community. Thank you so much.
It's our honor, truly. Thank you, Otto. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Otto.
Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!